gridphones.com.
Twitter's darling and the seven-term congressman Anthony Weiner will no longer be a punching bag, or so he hopes, as he decides it's time to exit right, stage right. And his wife, of course, I'm sure, was heavily behind that. He was waiting to talk to her. His wife, who was pregnant with their first child, her name is Huma. I think that she's probably tired of the headlines as well as the rest of the nation is tired of the distraction. We're like a bunch of 12-year-olds running around with wiener jokes. And it's not just the boys. It's the women, too. You can't go anywhere without conversation about Anthony's wiener. I just got back from New York, as you know, broadcasting a show there. And the entire time I was at a talkers conference, the entire time, every person who got up to speak, it was like they had practiced the joke in front of the mirror, and it was an obligatory laugh that they felt like they could get, and everybody had one. Everybody had a wiener joke. So he did cause some conversation, but not over the politics of the day, the serious things that we're facing in this country, people who are scared to death that their children can't find jobs after they went to college and went deeply in debt, other people who are working two and three jobs to make ends meet, sky-high food prices, gasoline that's fluctuating. There's a slew of things that face this great nation of wonderful people that should not be in the middle of all of this, because our Congress cannot get it straight, and our president can't get it straight either, and we just are nowhere near the black. How do we get back into the black? I mean, that is what the key conversation really should be about. Anyway, when Weiner decided he was going to resign, he did receive some heckling. We're going to let you hear it.
Today I am announcing my resignation from Congress.
Yeah!
So my colleagues can get back to work, my neighbors can choose a new representative, and most importantly, that my wife and I can continue to heal.
Yeah, you could see there was a part where he had a hard time talking. In the speech, he talked about serving the people. He talked about his parents. And he talked about the fact that he wanted forgiveness, basically, from his wife. He really talked about what happened with his wife. And then that's it. Boom. Bada bing. He's done. He's resigned. There are rumors from people in the know that say he could run for the seat that he has just vacated in the fall. Oof, serious audacity to do that. But would people reelect him, the people of Brooklyn? Because, listen, not for nothing, he's been the guy. He has been the guy seven terms. So would people pull the trigger for Weiner if he were to have a comeback and do the what would seem politically absurd and run for his office in a special election? He could certainly legally do that. I think he ends up working for a think tank, maybe gets a network job talking about the election as it gets closer to that. We'll see. But after all the indiscretions on Twitter, the porn star put him over the top, the blackjack dealer, and the unbelievable, unbelievable sexting, the stuff that he was writing. Honestly, he could be a porn writer. I'm not kidding you. We can't even read that over the air or we're done. But the sexually charged electronic relationships that he was carrying on, that was the end, and it's got to be a first. Of all the things that have happened the scandals that have happened over the past year and the crazy excuses and lies and nonsense, this one takes the cake. And what a distraction he caused. And here's his wife pregnant with the first child. And the only thing, the exit line for Wiener was, I'll be looking for other ways to contribute my talents. So if you want to throw in your two cents and you have a clean Wiener joke, you can share that with us. 800-259-5791. Oh, so easy to be a comedian during this time, especially for any of the top shows like the Lettermans, the Jimmy Fallons, all of that, the Craig Fergusons and Conan O'Briens. They had to have a field day, and they did on the air, but behind the scenes, it just had to be one giant rip fest, I'm telling you. Had to be. So coming up on this show, we've got We Can Count. It is about the numbers, after all. We have some pretty big numbers to talk about during this version of We Can Count. We're also going to check your email. Would you believe that 20 Costco workers are sharing a major jackpot? I'll tell you what the number is when we get to We Can Count, but it's pretty chunky. So for the 20 of them, I think they can safely retire. If you're looking for a job in New York, they've got some openings at Costco. I can't imagine those people are going to stay there. Also, we're going to talk about some U.S. border agents, how many have been linked to drug smuggling. It's kind of a scary number. You know, there's always going to be corruption in certain organizations, but I think this number is a pretty high water number when you think of what's happening along the border and some of those border areas. One we will tell you about, ethanol, because we talked about it a bunch. You know, if you go to Brazil, if you ever have the fortune to go to Brazil, it's an expensive ticket to get there. So if somebody's flying you to Brazil, you have a choice. You can get gasoline or ethanol. There's a switch in the car. You just flip it, and you can use either one of those. And, of course, they have sugarcane. They're rich with sugarcane, so the ethanol makes sense. But subsidies for ethanol were axed out as they've talked about ending the special interest tax breaks to help reduce, you know, government borrowing. And that happened. That became a reality. So they voted on it, and they said forget about it. So those subsidies are over, like $5 billion, I think it would amount to. So that doesn't happen now. The one of the things they talked about was repealing a tax credit that gives 45 cents a gallon to oil refiners who mix ethanol with gasoline. And that's part of the blend sometimes that you get, especially when it comes to the summertime. So that break is gone. How about it? And there were Republicans and Democrats who jumped on that. It's just a little teeny, teeny bit that will save anything. If we have to do it piece by piece to get rid of that deficit, then by golly, that's what we'll do. If we have to take it apart $1 billion at a time, then that's where we're going to be on that one. Coming up, Gates on his way out. Some final thoughts, however, on Al-Qaeda and Al-Zawahiri, who is now the new head of Al-Qaeda. We're going to talk about that. Plus, if you want to throw in your two cents on Wiener, feel free, 800-259-5791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 16th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 1530.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1569.58, 784.79 for a half ounce, or 392.39 for a quarter ounce. That's 1569.58, 784.79, and 392.39.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Thing people are talking about in handicapping the Wiener deal is how much of a damaging situation did this cause for the Democrats overall. That's where we're at here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney's my name, and as we roll through this show, I'd have to say not much. It's not really a huge blow for the party overall, and the reason why is it doesn't affect control of the House. So if it's a numbers game, which it is, then it doesn't affect control. Except for that maybe he was somebody in the party that was a rising star. Could he have ended up in a bigger role? He was on a bunch of committees. I think he had his designs, his eyes on running for mayor of New York. So I don't believe ultimately it was that big of a deal for the Democrats, only that they had to deal with this and they wanted to get it out of the way as fast as possible, and he was not going quietly into that good night. Tom in Kentucky, how are you?
How you doing, Kate?
Good, buddy.
I just got a quick little wiener joke for you.
Cool.
And Congressman Wiener resigned, and that's one wiener that knew when to pull out.
That's good. I like it. Bravo.
I think the whole thing is kind of stupid, and I think the majority of politicians are wieners anyway. So,
yeah, no kidding. In a different, no pun intended, in a different way. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that was a clean one. We like it. Thank you. That was arable, in other words.
Apology to my neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, what happens to him in the future? Who knows? Trust me, he's not done. This is an aggressive man, obviously, who has spent his whole life in politics. He's not going away. quietly. I mean, he went away, but he's not going quietly forever. Absolutely not. I'm sure a lot of the comedians, as I said before, because the material is too good, aren't that excited about seeing this all come to a head, because there was just a few more jokes that could be played out, and they still will be able to pick on him a little bit. So, in the meantime, let's move to something else that's important. How do we get this next Al-Qaeda nightmare, Al-Zawahiri? This guy's pretty elusive cat, to be sure. And now that the Osama bin Laden question has been answered, next in line is Al-Zawahiri. So there's, of course, money offered for any information about him, but good luck trying to collect on that. I always wondered with bin Laden, because it was up to $50 million, there had to be somebody that would play turncoat. And whether it's for fear or protection or who knows, a myriad of reasons, that, of course, never happened. I mean, ultimately, some information started to come out of Abbottabad, but it wasn't through people who had seen him year after year after year. Instead, it was from some equivalents of the CIA who were turning over information. Anyway, as we motor along and we ponder Al-Qaeda and how deadly or how big the terrorist threat is, here's what two people in the know, looking at confidential or classified reports, had to say. Admiral Mike Mullen talked about Al-Zawahiri, and of course, Gates, who is the Secretary of Defense but on his way out, talked about the U.S. remaining committed. Take a listen.
As we did both seek to capture and kill and succeed in killing bin Laden, we certainly do or will do the same thing with Zawahiri.
Al-Qaeda seeks to perpetuate itself, seeks to find replacements for those who have been killed, and remains committed to the agenda that bin Laden put before them.
Yeah, you know, the scary thing is that Al-Qaeda posts a hit list online, so that prompted an alert in the U.S. And, you know, what's on the hit list? They were planning an attack on an upscale London hotel, and they were also planning a number of attacks in the U.S., too, as well, to some high-profile places. And there is no information directly of an imminent terrorist threat to the U.S. or anyone specifically, but just overall, there is a threat because of, I think, some of the information they found in that bin Laden lair. And they're talking about, security analysts believe that there are a couple of messages that are related, and that there's a shift in the terror strategy from top down. Al-Zawahiri would be one of them. That mass casualty events, moving from mass casualty events to smaller scale attacks that have been taken up, in some cases by freelancers, and they're embracing that. And discussing specific targets, legitimate targets, in the U.S., and in the U.K., in a hotel just like the attack was in Mumbai. Scary stuff, but, you know, how do you prepare for that? How do you tell Americans, okay, I can tell you all that. Be careful. Be careful, ladies and gentlemen, because Al-Qaeda has a hit list of U.S. targets. I can't tell you anything about them other than it's frightening and it could be a Mumbai-like attack. So don't go to any hotels that are upscale that might be, I mean, listen, how do you prepare for that? And then what's so idiotic, but I don't know what else you do, is that you put out this bulletin. They put out this bulletin to law enforcement people all over the country. Well, what do you want them to do differently? If I'm a cop on the beat and I'm looking for any crazies, any nutty thing, from somebody in robbing to something else that happens that sets off a car chase or a number of things that the police encounter. Well, if I hear about that memo, what am I looking for? Am I looking for, I don't know, people who look like they might be armed with explosives? That's the thing. And deep down, as much as it pains me to say this, I still always believe that if there is a serious threat, where do you think they're going to have the serious threat go off? It's going to be New York City, because you have so many tunnels and bridges, and you would hit that many more people. If it's about making a splash, a statement, that kind of thing, then it would have to be in that area. And I hope it never comes to pass. Luckily, we haven't seen that happen. There have been near misses, trust me, things that haven't even been reported. And I believe it from my one source at the Pentagon. I truly, truly trust him. And I really think that there have been some close calls that we have no idea about. When I say close calls, not that we're talking seconds, but within weeks where something could have happened. Now you got somebody else who's aggressive, who wants to make a name for himself, who is younger, who is hungry, you know, throw in any adjective you want to, and that part is the part that scares me. That's the part that I would be concerned about. And then while all of this is going on, we still have the raging argument over what to do with terrorists and trying them. We have Guantanamo Bay, but of course not everybody is getting the military commission. In fact, there's some controversy where Tom called from in Kentucky. You have Mitch McConnell, his state, challenging the administration, saying, why are you sending two Iraqis that are facing this civilian trial on terrorism to Kentucky? Why is that happening? Shouldn't they really be at Guantanamo? So a grand jury in Bowling Green charged Ramadan Alwan and Mohammed Sharif Alwan last month with 23 counts, including conspiracy to send weapons and money to al-Qaeda in Iraq. Alwan is also facing charges of attacking U.S. troops in Iraq. Both would get life in prison if convicted. A trial has yet to be scheduled for them. But I don't blame Mitch McConnell for being concerned, especially if it's a more highly visible trial that we're talking about. I think you got to look at what's going on in these hearings and see if there's any kind of screw-ups. I say try him at Gitmo. What say you?
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30
30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Let me ask you a question. How long do you plan on working, America? How many people listening to me, like Don in Wyoming, Mark in New York, how about Rick in Illinois, how long do all of you plan on working? I can tell you this. I had a grandfather who was a trucker, and then he worked as an executive for Owens Corning. And boom, he retired, 64 years old, got the gold watch, had the pension, the whole thing. It wasn't that he made a gazillion dollars. He didn't, but he was okay. He was fine. He was comfortable and was able to move to Florida to be with the rest of his buddies who had done that because they got tired of the cold winters in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and the New York area. But did I ever really think that most of us would be working until, who knows, we're 80? You know, it's one thing if you're working because it's fun, you want to do it, you're young at heart, you don't want to spend time with great-grandchildren or grandchildren or whatever, and you've killed yourself during your lifetime, and you don't want to, you want to keep doing it because you're the workaholic kind of person. But it's another thing when it's a sad commentary on where we are, that people have to work to ridiculous ages. I'm not saying by choice. Again, we go back to that. I'm not saying that you want, you know, you want to work till you're 70. That's good. But how about that you have to work until you're 70? So Senator K. Bailey Hutchinson told a bunch of reporters on Thursday that she's trying to reform Social Security and trying to, you know, ensure the solvency of the program, but ultimately what will have to happen is the retirement age is going to have to be raised by 3 months a year. Take a listen.
But demographics and common sense tell us that people are healthier, they're living longer than when Social Security started in 1935, and I think raising the age 3 months a year is really just an extension of what we're already doing. I think that is a very reasonable, graduated increase that people will understand in order not to have the cut in core benefits and no tax increases.
Well, I guess you don't want the cut in core benefits, but boy, are we going to have people dropping like flies on jobs? How long do they have to live? She's saying, yes, people live longer. Here's the other thing. I would also kind of challenge that. Yes, people do live longer, I guess, if you look at the overall statistics, but there's also been a lot of strange things that have happened to people where they get mysterious illnesses and die in their 40s and 50s. And I think some of that is because of what we eat, the crappy foods, the foods that are so processed. And my great-grandmother, she was eating a bunch of processed food. Neither were your great-grandparents. They, you know, they grew things. They ate things out of the garden. It's not that they never had a cheeseburger, but their eating was much different than ours. And what was put on the stuff that you eat was also different. The pesticides, the air, all of that. And I'm believing that because I'm starting to see some very strange things from young people who look like they would be pretty healthy. But it's also a much more stressful life and the stuff that we eat. So, you know, maybe it's just the natural order anyway. So how many of us are going to make it to that number? Maybe I'm answering my own question. She's saying it should be raised by 3 months a year. So 3 months a year, think about that. Most of us would retire. Gosh, we have the wonderful Donovan Madsen, who's at the controls for the show. I guess he'll retire probably when he's 85. And I'm assuming we can work our way backwards. But seriously, do people really want to work that long? If you... All right, he's a lifer. He's there. He is tethered, as he said, to the mothership in Minneapolis. And I guess the rest of us are just going to have to do the same thing out of necessity. But, you know, here's the deal. Hopefully the younger people will have some respect for the older people. And when we can barely shuffle out of the cars and get into the houses after working the 8-hour days, somebody, I hope, will have mercy and help us out. Because seriously, that's what you see. And I've noticed it a lot, like in fast food. I've seen that. I've seen it in stores a lot where someone's been a greeter or something else. And I say power to the people if it's what you want to do, but it makes me sad to think that some people who were probably very giving people in their lifetime, raised their families, did the so-called everything right, and really just cannot afford it, just can't afford to retire. It's just a tough, tough road, I think, to hoe. All right, so without further ado, let's turn to the email.
DeVille! DeVille is here!
Woo! Yes, indeed, it is. This one is from Jake. He's getting a lot of airtime lately. This is the last one I'm going to read from Jake in a while. Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I don't know if you saw this or not, but it's kind of an interesting story. With everything else that's going on, it might not have caught your attention. The story about the man that was guilty in the sex case and how a dog ended up helping a witness. I think what you're talking about, if I'm right, and it's in Poughkeepsie where this happened, so not New York City, there was a New York man who was convicted of assaulting a girl for 4 years, starting when she was 10. The girl was only able to describe when she was testifying with a dog at her side. I think that's got to be what you mean, because she was a wreck. And the dog was the faithful companion because she's 15, so she's, you know, she's a child. And she testified that repeatedly she was attacked, and she's got attacked. And when she spoke, she was with her golden retriever, who was trained to to comfort distressed children. The judge allowed the dog on the stand. It's a first in New York because she's got post-traumatic stress disorder and wouldn't have been able to testify otherwise. So the jury deliberated 7 hours. They found the guy's name was Victor Toam, and they found him guilty, just 36, guilty of predatory sexual assault against a child and child endangerment. What a sad story, but great that the dog was there and that she was able to actually testify. So, yeah, I did see the little headline about that. How about it? All right, here's another one. This one is from Ann, who's listening to us in Illinois. Ann says, Kate, shame on Anthony Weiner. He doesn't deserve to be in Congress. It's just illogical what he did. You ask the question, how could he be so stupid? Stupid is as stupid does. It's a line from a movie, but it applies here. Yeah, you know, he's got to resign. He did resign. Now he leaves that lingering line about what could possibly come next for him. But the humiliation, the humiliation for the wife, it's that the crazy stories that are coming out. Just a former porn actress, what he was doing online with her and a bunch of other women, and just crazy, crazy stuff. Of all the scandals that there have been, and there have been some real winners, and I'm sure there's others floating around out there that haven't broken yet or may never break because whoever is, that information is not going to leak out. But he put himself in such a precarious situation, and why he would do that in this day and age, as it's so easy to get caught, especially with Twitter and Facebook. He didn't he learn anything from what had happened to previous people? All right, here's something totally, completely different from Jeff, who says, America Tonight, I got a question about the Pentagon. Supposedly the Pentagon is going to expand some kind of safeguard from hackers because it's been embarrassing the way they've been hacked. And I'm not sure of all the details on it, but I wondered if you had heard anything about the cyber fight that's happening. There have been a lot of stories written about it. Yes, we've had people on them. We've actually talked about what do you do, and it's amazing what's, sadly, it's amazing the level that hackers will go to and how they're able to do it. And the Pentagon has something that they've got this, what they call a virtual firing range in cyberspace, that they're testing new technologies, basically, and trying to figure out which is the best, you know, what's the best defense to go with. And it appears as though the hackers are winning. The people that are fast on the uptick with technology are just that much better. And, you know, whether it's code that they're using, whether it's, there's wonders about, you know, cloud computing and what could happen there. And then, of course, the biggest concern, I think, is the grid, the U.S. electrical grid. It's very vulnerable to a cyber attack. Whew. I mean, remember it was however long ago that Bill Clinton said that protecting the infrastructure was a national priority? Where have we gone since then? And there might have been some progress made, but I still say there's big gaps. And there's another area where if somebody wants to attack, what's the perfect way to attack us? And the answer is hit the grid. We're going to hit the road for a few. On the flip side, can count.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile, and our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com
offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Off on a positive note, shall we? We can count. 20 employees of a New York big box store won the lottery. Yep, they were working on Long Island, and they're collecting $201.9 million. They say they've been chipping in five each for Powerball tickets for about a month before their winning numbers came up in a June 1st drawing. That's nice. Only a month. You know, people do that at work for a long time before they get lucky and they hit like $10. So the winners range in age from 24 to 73. They say they're going to make smart investments. They might buy a car, take a trip, but they haven't decided whether they're going to keep their jobs or not. So, you know, when you win the lottery, the store where you get the lottery ticket also gets a bonus. You know how much the store in Lindenhurst got? $201.9 million. That was the jackpot. The store got $10,000. Hey, it's better than a poke in the eye. Deciding whether or not they're going to keep their jobs. I mean, you have to be kidding me. Life is short. I get wanting to work. Didn't we just talk about having to work till you fall over? You're getting a gift. Invest it wisely. Live off the interest. See the world, do something philanthropic, I don't know. But stay at Costco, I'm thinking, not so much. All right, from a happy story to a really depressing story. There is corruption, I know you're shocked, along the Mexico-U.S. border. And it has infected U.S. law enforcement. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials say that 127 agents have been linked to drug smuggling activities. If you go all the way back to October of 2004, many of the officers have been turned. But what does that mean? Different things. It depends. Like 100 of the corrupt agents were involved in mission-compromising acts of corruption. So something they were working on. But if you wanted to put the number overall in perspective, 127 agents since 2004, Customs and Border Protection has about 60,000 people that work for them. So that's a pretty big number, and that's a pretty small number, comparatively speaking, anyway. And they're looking into other corruption kind of things. But, you know, where there's drug money and temptation and somebody not making a lot of money and taking a big risk, I can see how that would happen. How somebody could not want to flip, but they flip. They can't help themselves because, I mean, ultimately they see what the drug lords are bringing in, and it's a outrageous amount of money. They live like rock stars, illegal rock stars. You talk to anybody who's been with a rock band, and the lifestyle is second to none when it comes to the amount of money that they can burn through, and it's not a problem because there's that much more waiting on the other side. Well, that's the same with drug dealers. The really, really successful ones, especially the Zetas, etc., in Mexico, there's no end to the money stream. No end. Somebody else sees it, it's like hypnotic, and they get sucked in. Not that I'm giving them an excuse, because I absolutely am not doing that. Speaking of excuses, there was no excuse for what happened in Vancouver. It's depressing. You think of the Winter Olympics and some of the things they had to combat with the weather and whatnot, but how brilliantly in the end, you know, they were able to pull it off, and that was just a couple of years ago. Now, you look at the Stanley Cup loss to the Boston Bruins, who hadn't won a cup in 39 years, and I can't even believe the pictures in the video that you see from Vancouver. I mean, we're talking serious rioting, really intense violence. Cars galore set on fire, a truck flipped over. And the police, when they came downtown, they had to be in their full riot gear. People were throwing beer bottles and shoes at the Shields. What are these people thinking? And there was a lot of people on Twitter, a lot of people on Facebook. But I'd say it's a sad, sad black eye for Vancouver, those riots. Because lots of people went to the hospital. Thank God nobody was hurt critically. But it was embarrassing that they did that. That they flipped the cars over, set them on fire, and acted out of their minds. And that's what it was. And people from Vancouver are saying they're embarrassed, they can't believe it, and they think it's sad for the Canucks, it's sad for the people from Boston. And, you know, listen, there's been riots, unbelievable riots that have gotten out of hand in other cities in the United States. But in this case, it ranks up there of one of the top five. And you certainly can't, like I said, pin it on the hockey team. Even some of them, the belief is there weren't even hockey players or hockey fans, rather, that were upset that the players didn't get the job done in a game seven. So I say that you have to feel sad for the idiots that went out there and did that. All right, speaking of sad, it's sad what's happening to some of the baseball franchises, the Dodgers and the Frank McCourt divorce, and the players, are they getting paid? What's happening there? How about the Mets? The Mets, they're talking about such a bleak picture in Queens that David Einhorn and the owner of the Mets, Fred Wilpon, and Saul Katz came to terms on a deal where Einhorn would pay $200 million for a third stake in the Mets and would have the right to get a 60% interest in 3 years unless Wilpon and Katz returned $200 million to Einhorn. So this is creative accounting. The deal, or the strike price for the 60% stake, is just a dollar. The deal's not final, and it has to get approved by Major League Baseball, but it's looking pretty good. It's looking that this is the one. The Mets could post a net loss of $70 million this year, $20 million more in 2010. Ooh, the fates and fortunes of sports teams. It's so delicate. It hangs in the balance, and 1 year you're the hero. Fast forward a couple of years in front of that, and you're in trouble, and your team's in trouble, and you're changing ownership, and that's never a good thing. Because who's coming in? Somebody familiar with the sport of baseball, or somebody who's a complete novice when it comes to the great game of baseball? Yeah. How about DSK? Because of Anthony Weiner, he should also send a thank you card to Anthony Weiner. But Dominique Strauss-Kahn, the former chief of the International Monetary Fund, now it's being reported, at first claimed to have diplomatic immunity when he was taken into custody, later said he was not invoking it. That's the new prosecution document anyway. And remember, Strauss-Kahn pled not guilty June 6th to 7 charges involving a May 14th deal where a housekeeper, an employee at the Sofitel Hotel, accused him of sexual assault. And apparently he fled to JFK and said that he had diplomatic immunity, so he was trying to skedaddle. And guess what? It didn't work because they were able to get him. I mean, according to what the police say, the attack happened soon after the housekeeper went into the suite to clean it. He came naked from a room, ran down a hallway, shut a door to prevent her from leaving, and attacked her, according to the court documents. Wow. And this is going to be interesting how this plays out. He says he's completely innocent, it's nonsense, and he's paid $6 million already to live in a nice area and have one of those ankle bracelets on, but they do have some pretty hard evidence on him, and if the prosecutors do their job, boy, it's going to be tough for him to wiggle out of this one. There is a lesson to be learned, I think, by all these powerful people who, when you look twice, aren't as wholesome and filled with honor as many of us for some reason project on to them, because that hardly seems to be the case these days.